this is something that you and I and Jefferson, every day we argue about the stuff we're going to talk about. And one thing that that Jefferson said, you know, I don't know.
Jefferson hated this topic, and it's because he's not a parent yet.
Oh,
and
he's going to pull that on you.
Well,
Jefferson.
That's not Jefferson's fault. Well, it is his fault. It's his own fault. He's not a parent yet. But
technically, yes.
But you know, he's also 15. So
he's a
bearded 15. Junior high school student, high school sophomore. But so Josh and Brooke Christensen. Our parents out of Utah County, they went deer hunting with family, and the mom basically turns around and sees something out of the corner of her eye, and it was a cougar, a full-grown cougar, sneaking up on their two-year-old son, Chet. Basically, you know, creeping up. You can imagine how that might be. And she ran up, grabbed the kid, they jumped onto an ATV and tore out of there. As they were loading up on the ATV, she was able to turn around and get a photograph of her off of her cell phone. And sure enough, there you have, right, standing on the edge of a little small clearing among some rocks, was this enormous cougar. So rise and shout, everybody.
Oh, come on. What if you'd really gotten hurt?
Well, then I obviously would not have made this joke, would I have?
I'm surprised. I mean, most of the time, what do they say?
Well, I think BYU should be ashamed of themselves what almost happened to this kid.
What did the... I see what you did there.
See what I did?
But what did the... How did they see the cougar? Because cougars... I mean, you always hear that you would never actually see them.
Cougars are famous for doing the jump attack. Yeah. Where they kind of jump out, but this cougar was sneaking up on the kid and was getting up on him, and the mom
so kind of more weighted,
grabbed him.
So kind of more no, weighted it out instead
moving,
of doing the actual. The,
it was moving towards him. Now, I don't know what that
like,
says about
say,
the behavior.
Would you say it was more like a fourth quarter kind of a, kind of put things off for the first little while and then really turned it on in the fourth quarter type of an
attack? I think he was getting ready to do a full Tanner Mangum.
All right. Ethan,
well, as far as I'm concerned, as I pointed out,
good
this
thing
is BYU's
was good
fault.
Protection by the offensive line. That's the mom, obviously, in this yeah. situation. All right, quit it. All right, so every time,
but
it plays,
let me tell you something.
We hit ourselves a little bit more.
Ethan,
let me take my kids camping. Let me start with a story though first, because after it was UEA weekend, and we picked up a kid. We do a carpool. Okay.
All right.
We picked up our carpool kid. On this week, and we said, "Hey, how's it going? How was your trip?" Because they went camping this last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "Oh, really good." You know, he's a 4.5 or 5 year old, and he just is like super. He just throws it out there.
Yeah,
yeah, it's really good. Yeah, our dog got eaten by a cougar. But I went,
"How did that happen?"
And I go, "What?" I go, "Wait, wait, wait, hold on a minute. Your dog got eaten by a cougar." He's like, "Yeah, either that or a coyote. Something took it."
Mm.
And we were like, I mean, my wife and I are both in the car. We're looking at each other like, what? And I started asking.
Circle of life, man. It's a good lesson for the kids.
I started asking. I go, so if you had this dog for a long time, because I was thinking maybe it was, you know, stray dog they didn't like very much, hopefully, or something. I didn't know. And he's like, no, I've had a long time. I don't know. And he didn't have a lot of details, as 4.5-year-olds usually don't. So when we dropped him off, I asked the mom about the incident. She got teared up.
Oh.
Dog was the 9-year-old, 10-year-old dog of the family. I mean, she was talking about it. She wasn't like, you know, but she was, I could
yeah,
tell.
Yeah, it's emotional,
was,
sure.
She was like, yeah, we're on the trail. And, you know, the dog had always gone on hikes with them, kind of always brought up the rear a little bit, but was sort of like herded everybody. You know what I mean? It knew like everybody was up in the group, and the dog would kind of just hang back a little bit and chill. And then would always be right there.
Yeah.
And suddenly the dog doesn't come back, and it was without a noise, boom, gone.
It's just gone.
And so they figured out it was taken.
Predator.
And to hear that, and she said, yeah, I mean, we had the dog for as long as our oldest kid, when their kid was 3 months old, and he's like 9 now or 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
They had this dog, and I was like, that is an awful story. But these are the things, you take your kids camping all the time.
I love going camping with my kids, but we go desert camping. And I love the mountains as well, but I particularly love the desert. But one, and one of the reasons, and I know probably families who go and do a lot of mountain camping will probably roll their eyes at me on this, but this is honestly one of the reasons that I like going camping in the deserts is the places where we like to go. We go to kind of the same places every time, have wide open views. Kids have to go a long way before they can wander out of sight. And that's not the case when you're in a wooded area. Also, fewer large predators. I mean, this is the stuff, rational or not, that's the stuff that I think about. And I feel like this family's experience kind of legitimizes my concern. Now, I know it's rare. I know the odds of it happening are basically zero. Basically zero. But still, you know, when you're a parent, these are the things you think about. And
so
we love camping.
One of those guys, you're fine with your kids going out in the desert and being bitten by rattlesnakes. Which would be, I mean, statistically speaking,
yeah,
you would have that,
there is that chance.
100 times more than a cougar
chance.
Actually attacking.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know what? I'm still going to take my chances in the wooded areas. Of the, all right.
Even though you know what's out there? Even though you know what's out there?
You know, I went out there and had my chance. I think he was probably 3 or 4 years old. You know, we didn't bring our A game today. That's the head coach of the Cougar team. In the post game.
He's right there, but you know the mom.
Credit
to the mom for being just real quick on her feet.
And classy
that was
mom.
Great reaction.
Really classy mom. I think she got a picture at the end. That's awkward for us, but you know that's something that we have to deal with as a team going forward.